This is a WAMC Sports Report. I'm Elizabeth Hill. In Monday's NFL matchup, the Rams edged the Chiefs 54-51. Bills coach Sean McDermott says quarterback Josh Allen will make his return against Jacksonville on Sunday. Allen missed four games after suffering an elbow injury in Buffalo's Week 6 loss to the Houston Texans. Last night on the court, the Hornets defeated Boston 117-112. The 76ers defeated the Suns 119-114. And tonight, the New York Knicks host Portland at 7:30. In men's college basketball, UMass topped Arkansas Pine Bluff 92-60. Long Beach State edged Iona 86-85. Colgate beat Binghamton 76-68. UAlbany defeated Oneonta State 79-62. Tonight, UAlbany goes against Holy Cross at 7. Quinnipiac takes on New Hampshire at 7. Cornell takes on UConn at 7. And Marist faces off against Stephen F. Austin at 8:30. In women's college basketball, Siena topped Howard 86-81. Tonight, UMass hosts UT Rio Grande Valley at 7. The New York Yankees have acquired a talented left-hander for their starting rotation. The Mariners are sending James Paxton to the Bronx for three prospects. The M's get left-hander Justice Sheffield, right-hander Eric Swanson, and outfielder Dom Thompson Williams. Sheffield is rated among the top minor league prospects and appeared in three games for New York last season. And career saves leader Mariano Rivera and late pitcher Roy Halladay are among 20 new candidates on the Hall of Fame ballot for the Baseball Writers Association of America. They are joined by 15 holdovers headed by Edgar Martinez, and infielders Todd Helton, Michael Young, and Miguel Tejada also are among the newcomers. Steroids-tainted stars Roger Clemens and Barry Bonds each appear on the ballot for the seventh time. And on the ice last night, the Sabres defeated the Penguins 5-4, and the Rangers doubled up the Stars 2-1. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.